You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
Anthasiaklia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Today is also a special episode because this is not my normal time for when I go live on the radio. But due to my trip to Toronto, I have been able to schedule another day that would cover up my Monday for this week. So, for those of you who have missed me, I am finally back. I have to say, though, my trip was really, really nice. I would have honestly wanted to stay a bit longer, but the school year is going to start in about a week or so. So I got to get back, get ready, and begin my school year again. For this episode, I'm going to be discussing my trip to Toronto, my second trip, because I did go twice this summer, which was absolutely amazing. I am really glad that I went this time. This time I went with my older brother. We had so much fun. We went to so many different places, and I'd love to share my trip with all of you guys. So before we get into it, let's get through some PSAs and some ads, and we will begin.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness. This is a journey into sound. Gotta have house
music. Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You in my hug now.
My life. This is the house that funk builds. This is the house that funk builds.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Today's weather is actually not that bad. It is a bit chilly,
Not for me in particular, because I do get hot quite easily. But for those of you, you know, a hoodie and some long pants should do. I believe it is going to get sunnier during the day, but definitely it has gotten much more chilly through the days. Summer is almost over, and I just want to say congratulations to everyone who has successfully completed their summer school courses. I'm sure you guys really worked hard, and I really hope that you guys get the grade that you guys all deserve. And I hope that there is still some time for you guys to enjoy some of the things that you guys like before the school year starts again, whether it's traveling, hanging out with friends, family, or even watching a movie. And, you know, it's really difficult, like I said, to put your mind into your academics, especially in a time where you want to have fun. You know, it's summer, but it's really, really amazing for those of you who have really pulled it through and stayed disciplined, stayed focused throughout your studies. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I hope that everyone's summer went well. I hope that you guys did some things that helped you learn about who you are. You know, maybe some things that you guys learned about your friends or your family. I hope that this summer was useful for everyone in the long term, just like it was for me. I definitely learned a lot. I grew so much during the summer, and I wouldn't regret any of it, of what I've done. And I'm really excited, but also very nervous for this starting school year. But, you know, aren't we all? For those of you who have just came back from a trip or maybe is going to one, safe travels. And, you know, please be safe, everyone. You know, I know it's easy to get caught up with the fun and kind of ignore some of the signs of danger. I'm not trying to jinx anyone, but I'm just saying, please be safe. You know, as much as it is important to have fun, it is always, always important to be aware of your surroundings at all times. Be very safe with your decisions of where you go, who you go with. And I'm sure that everyone can have the opportunity to have a lot of fun and be safe at the same time. Like I said, today's episode is going to be on my trip to Toronto, part two, because I did go to Toronto two times during the summer, once just by myself to visit my younger brother, and this time I went with my older brother to also visit my younger brother who's living there, and goes to school there. I have to say that the second time I went was much more, I wouldn't say better, but we did, you know, we did go through a lot more things despite the limited amount of time we had, because I did have more time to spend in Toronto the first time I went. And this time we had like 2 or 3 days that we didn't have. But, you know, the week that we did have, we spent it the best. I don't think we could have spent it even better than we did. Honestly, I kind of feel like we should have taken a little bit more time off in terms of our schedule, because we were constantly tired and we were, you know, heavily lacking of sleep. But we still pulled it through. It was amazing. And today I'm just going to be sharing my story. All right, to kick it off, my brother actually goes to school in Toronto. So we don't get to see each other as much as we used to because he doesn't live with us. But, you know, I thought it would be a great opportunity for us to go and visit him and, you know, have some fun, have some brother time. So I went with my older brother. We bought the tickets. We actually arrived last night, I think we got home around 1:30 a.m. So it was pretty late. You know, I woke up today because I had a show, you know, so I'm still kind of in like that tight schedule until today. But tomorrow, hopefully I can just kind of sit back and relax. But, you know, this is going to be a very fun time for me to share my story, my trip with all of you guys. And for those of you who have not been to Toronto or is planning on going to Toronto, I can guarantee that it's going to be an amazing experience. personally, I love that city life, you know, everything about Toronto, I really, really enjoy. I've also thought about maybe, you know, living there in the future if I have that opportunity. But like I said, that we bought the tickets, we went on the plane, and the first thing I noticed was I do enjoy, you know, riding planes. I really do. The longer the flight, the better it is for me. However, because the flight from Vancouver to Toronto is around 4 to 5 hours, I don't know if this depends on what type of airline you get on, but I got on WestJet and they don't offer the TV, so you can't really watch movies in the plane during your flight. And that's part of the reason, most of the reason I guess, why I love getting on flights, is because you can just have that time to binge watch movies, shows, eat a little bit, take a bathroom break, and just, you know, it's a lot of fun for me. And I also love getting on flights. I think it's very exciting. I love to go to airports. It's, you know, it's a very good feeling for me. But, you know, going to Toronto wasn't the most exciting part in terms of the plane ride. It was a bit boring. I did try to fall asleep, but you know how it is. It's not that comfortable. But you know what? I still got through it. I still love going on planes. I always still get that funny feeling in my stomach when the plane is about to take off. And when it does, you can feel that it's off the ground. I think it's really cool to feel. So I arrived in Toronto last week on a Tuesday, I believe. I think I arrived at 8:30 p.m. And so we arrived, we got to my brother's place, and we kind of just slept, I think. I think we may have gotten some dinner, maybe some groceries, but nothing too much. By the way, we did so many things during the week of my trip that many of the things that I'm going to be saying, it's not in chronological order. It's kind of, you know, here and there, because we just did so many things, I can't even remember which one came first. So I will start off with the first thing that I remember. What we did was we gathered up with some of my younger brother's friends, who, by the way, are absolutely amazing. They're super, super nice. And I truly thank everyone that was there to help out. Not only us have a great time, but my younger brother get through, you know, school, you know, be there for each other, help out when they were in need. It's really, really important that you have the right people around you, because those people are going to help you through the way, you know. My younger brother, he was the only one out of all of us to go out to a different place and live there alone. And without his friends, I don't think he would have done as well as he is right now. And so I really thank everyone that helped him out, you know, had a lot of fun with us. And it really helped me realize that the people around you make or break the happiness of your life. So once again, surround yourself with people that you love, who are positive, who are fun, who are understanding, and who are open, so that you have a great time, not only spending, you know, all that fun stuff with them, but also having good conversations that will help each other grow. So we went to the supermarket to buy a watermelon, some Sprite, some pineapples, and all those types of fruits, because we were planning on making a hwache. So it's a Korean, I believe, dessert where it's just, you know, you put in like Sprite. The main ingredient is watermelon. So you would scrape up all the watermelon. Usually, I think you eat it in the watermelon. So you scoop up the red stuff in the watermelon, and then you put in Sprite and you kind of mix it around. You can put some yogurt in there, and then like different, you know, blueberries, strawberries, all those types of fruits, and you eat it, and it's absolutely delicious. So we put in Sprite, pineapples, strawberry milk, obviously watermelons, and we mixed it all around. I think we put in some strawberries too, and we ate it, and it was delicious. Now, the good thing about this was that we all got to do it together. So it was twice as much more fun, and we had a great time. Another reason why this was a great thing was because we ate it at my friend's balcony, which is like I don't even know, like 50 something stories up, I guess. And so I got to see like the full view of Toronto. It was at night, so, you know, it was beautiful. All the lights were on. And this is when I was like, wow, Toronto is super beautiful. And I just love it. You know, I love that city look. I love that the cars are going around. I do have to say, though, you know, the view up there was much better when you're down there, walking around the sidewalk, seeing cars and crossing, you know, streets. But, you know, when you're up there at night and you're seeing the whole thing, it really gives you a calm feeling. And I loved it. You know, we ate that huache. We had, you know, great conversations. We played like Never Have I Ever, or all those fun games. And, you know, it was great. It was a great time for us all to bond and get to know each other, since, you know, we don't really know each other that well. But that was one of the times where we actually got to talk and, you know, get to know who we are. And it was great. The one good thing, another good thing, there's so many good things, is that when the time came when we all, when me and my brother had to leave, it was almost like we were leaving friends that we knew like from years and years, when in fact we only known each other for like a week or two, right? So it was crazy how much the relationship between me, my brother, and my brother's friends, it was just amazing how fast it grew, how much fun we had. And honestly speaking, I was kind of sad, you know, I was really sad that I had to leave them and maybe possibly not see them for another year. But you know what? I feel like the beauty of relationships or having fun is that you have to end it. You know, at some point you have to end it, but guess what? You can get that back another time. And in that time, you'll have the same, if not more fun when you guys get to meet each other again. So, you know, leaving or, you know, having something to end is not necessarily bad, because I feel like if it just continues to go on, it will die down. You know, the fun and all that excitement, it will die down. So balance is key. Balance is key. So anyways, we ate that huache. We played some games, and then I guess that day was over. I'm sure that most of you guys know there are greatly big malls in Toronto. So we went to a few. The first one we went to was Eaton Mall. I believe it's called Eaton Center or Mall. I just call it Mall. It's really, really big. Not as nearly as big as the one that we went to. I think it was like the last day we were there. But Eaton Mall was great, you know. It's just like any other mall. It's more so about the size that I was intrigued by, you know, because the malls here are quite small compared to the ones in Toronto. So we went to Eaton Mall. We got some food there. We shopped a little bit. I got some jean cargo pants because I've been wanting them, the baggy ones. But they didn't really sell that along, you know. I don't even know if they had it here or in Toronto, but so I got some of those, and we kind of just chilled there. Speaking of jean cargo pants, what was funny was we also went to the Kensington Market. It's basically, I don't even know how to explain it. It's basically like a bunch of aisles filled with like clothing stores, like food places and all that. And so you just walk around and you explore. And we went there originally to go to this chicken place called Knockout Chicken. And so they got this insane deal where, you know, for $15 you get a sandwich, a couple wings, I believe, fries, chicken, like the popcorn chicken, and a drink, I believe, and all that for $15. So it was an amazing deal. And I said, all right, let's go. So we went to Kensington Market originally to just eat that. But we went there, we looked around after the food, which was great, by the way. You know, I'd have to say that the burgers that I ate in Toronto was by far the best burgers I've had in my life. Definitely better than the fast food places here. I think I realized that the burger, it's like the taste really comes from the sauce they use. And The sauce that they used in Knockout Chicken was great. The chicken itself, not necessarily the best. It was more so the burger that I was like, wow, this is really good. And so we went to Knockout Chicken. We had the burgers and we walked around the stores. And so we found like a vintage type of store where, you know, they sell like jeans and all that stuff. What was funny was we went in and I was looking for those baggy jeans. And this guy, he was really, really nice. He gave me like, in total, he probably gave me like 12 pair of jeans to try out. But the thing was, none of them had that baggy fit that I was looking for. And so I felt so bad because he kept coming in and just like giving me options and like, try these on, try those on. I'm sure that this one would fit, you know, but none of them really made me happy. And so sadly, I tried on all, you know, those jeans. And I said, you know what, I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm going to buy any of them. And the one jean that I actually thought was the best out of all of them, which I probably would have bought, had like a stain on it. And so I was like, oh, no, I'm not buying no jean with a stain on it. And so that happened. But you know what? Everything else was good. You know, we went to a couple more stores. We tried to get those jeans, but I just couldn't find any. So eventually, we went to Eaton Mall, I think the next day or even that day. And I bought the jean cargo pants from H&M. And it was great. I loved it. And so we did that. We did a lot of shopping. We didn't necessarily buy too much. I bought quite a bit, but my brothers or my friends, they didn't really buy too much. And so we went to Kensington Market. I talked about that we went to Eaton Mall and we made the huache. And most of our time there, we spent exploring the city. And so we walked around everywhere, you know. We would literally come home on average at like 1 a.m. Really, like just like every day. It was super fun. But you know what? It was super tiring. It was very tiring. We weren't sleeping as much because we were coming home so late. We were exploring so much, you know. And there was this this day where my brother's friend's friends came to Toronto to visit him. And so we all met up and we went to Eaton Mall. We got some food there. We hung out. And then, you know, we just explored the city until basically after midnight. And it was really, really fun. And so a lot of exploring, you know, I definitely got in a lot of steps in. I think the most steps I got in one day when I was there was, I'd say, close to 40,000 steps. It was a lot of steps. And that day was actually when I went to the zoo, which was one of the highlights of this trip, was that we got the opportunity to go to the zoo. And the thing about this trip that was also very amazing was that a lot of the things were kind of spontaneous, you know, and that's what I loved about it. You know, it's like, oh, there's this festival going on. Why don't we just go? And we would just go the next day or even that day. You know, we would plan things that day and we'd be like, you know what, let's go. Let's book the tickets and we'll go have fun, come home after midnight. It was amazing, you know, and I think spontaneous trips are, you know, they're super fun. It keeps everything exciting, especially if you're with your friends. It's a really great experience. But speaking of the zoo, so we went to the zoo. We went there pretty early in the morning. I think we arrived there around 10:30, maybe 10:20, and we stayed there till like 3 o'clock. So we were just walking for 5 hours. I think around 3 o'clock. So we spent a lot of time in that zoo. So we basically got through almost all the animals. I think we skipped a couple, you know, that we didn't really want to see, but there was definitely a great variety of animals in the zoo, which I actually recommend, you know, whoever's going to Toronto, go check out the zoo. You know, the zoo is great. There's a lot of animals. But I have to say, it is a zoo, so the animals aren't as active as you see in National Geographic, sadly. So, you know, just look at them, you know, observe their features. Some of them might be a bit active. Some of them might just be chilling, just sleeping. But you know what? That's what a zoo is. So we went to the zoo. We were most excited about seeing the orangutans, which didn't come out in the exhibit until after 1 p.m. because I believe that the orangutans, it was their first time touching grass. I think that's what the person said. And so they had to have some time before they pulled them out. And then obviously the polar bears, which was so cool because you never really realize how big an animal is until it's right in front of you. And it was so big. I can't even explain. It was super big. And I think there was like this fact where polar bears' skins is actually black. And I could see that. It was really cool. You know, their fur is white, which helps them camouflage to benefit them in hunting. But their skin itself is black. And it was super cool because I got to see it up front. And it was super big. It was mostly just swimming in the water, but it was great. And the giraffes, which were nice. I was expecting the giraffes to be much taller, but I believe they weren't that. Maybe they were that tall. I just didn't. Maybe I was just too far away. But we saw the giraffes. You know, we saw like a red panda, I believe that was. It was all the way up in the tree, which was really cool because when you see it in the exhibit, it's like an outer exhibit, right? So there was a sign saying, look up. And so we're like, what? So we looked up and we see the panda up in the tree. And it was really, really cool. You know, the fur is like super reddish orange. It's beautiful. You know, that an animal can have that kind of coloring. It's super, super cool. You know, and I'm not a big fan of birds too, but we saw quite a bit of birds. And I don't remember the names of them or the species, but they were super beautiful. You know, the color that they had, the different types of like shapes, like the wings, the feathers. It was really a very, very cool experience. And so we saw a lot of animals, but we walked like a lot. So what happened was when we got there, we asked the person, hey, like we're going to be here for about like 4 hours. And I think she told us that, oh, I don't know if that's going to be enough time to get through everything. And we're like, what? What do you mean? Because, you know, 4 hours is not a short amount of time, but it was a massive zoo. So we were basically walking just like the whole entire day. It was really, really, you know, an experience. And so we walked through the zoo for like 4 or 5 hours. We got through the animals. And I'm a huge reptile fan. So I love reptiles like snakes, lizards, you know, chameleons, Komodo dragons. We saw all of that. You know, we saw pythons, we saw a Komodo dragon, which was really cool because Komodo dragons also are massive, you know, and they're monstrous creatures, you know, in the best way possible. You know, they're very, very strong. You know, they are just like beasts. And so it was really cool to see them. I got a picture of most of the animals. I didn't really make a video. I just like to take pictures. The Komodo dragon was basically lying flat on its belly and kind of resting its head on a log, I believe. And you could just clearly see the length and the girth of like the size of that dragon. It was truly amazing to see in real life. And so we got to see that, you know, pythons. You know, I've held snakes before. So, you know, once again, it's nice to see snakes that are really big. We saw some alligators, a baby alligator, you know, some adult alligators, a lot of turtles. We saw like snapping turtles. I actually got a close-up picture of like the face of the snapping turtle, which was really cool. We got to see hippos, I believe. I forgot the name of the small hippo, but there is a species of this small hippo. So we saw that, and then we got to see the real hippo. And we also got to see the hippo poo and kind of like, you know, poo in the, I think it pooed like right beside the water and it all like slid into the water and he was like swimming in that water. It was kind of gross, but you know, that's how animals are. So hippos were great to see. It's super cool too, because, you know, the skin of the hippo doesn't look like skin. It looks like this thick layer of armor that they have, but it's like, it doesn't look like hard, but it looks 10 times thicker than leather. So it's really, really fascinating to see how their skin is like, and their tusks and their whiskers. It's really cool. And I think the last time I heard, hippos can run, I think, 30 miles an hour, pretty fast. They can easily outrun humans, I think. And so we went to the zoo, like I said. We actually brought lunch because I didn't really want to buy lunch there. The last time I went to the amusement park in Toronto, the food was very, very overpriced. I think most places are like that. It is quite expensive. So I just like to pack lunch, you know, and why not? You know, I love packing lunch. So we packed lunch, we ate there, and this is where it gets more exciting, because that day wasn't over after the zoo. We had another half coming. And so what happened was, we went to the zoo. We arrived there around 10:30 a.m. We got home, I think, around 4 maybe. And then we went out again. I'm not sure. Did we go out? Maybe we went out a bit later, though. Or was this another day? I don't even remember. But basically, I think it was either that day or maybe another day. But we went out to see a show in like this venue. I forgot where it was, but we went to go see a show in a venue. I think it was like near Kensington Market, or it was in Kensington Market. And so we went there at night. We danced a lot. You know, I had a little bit of beer, which was not great because it tasted bad and my stomach was not feeling well. I had like a couple sips, you know, just to see how it tasted, you know. And there was one type of beer, which I forgot the name. I keep forgetting things, but it tasted like fruits and it was great. It didn't really have an aftertaste. It was kind of bland, but it was like fruity. It was kind of nice. And so we went to the venue. We danced. I danced a lot. I was sweating. And then, you know, we met some people. And then we just hung out there. And there was a pizza place right in front of the venue. And so after we kind of danced a bit, we were like, we're kind of hungry, so let's go get some pizza. And so we went to the pizza place right in front of the venue and got some pizza. And that pizza was absolutely delicious. And you know, for those of you who haven't tried pizza that's right out of the oven, where it's like even putting your lip just like an inch away from the pizza, you can feel the heat. That is like another level of deliciousness. And so once the pizza came out, we all just devoured it, you know. And I burnt my tongue, my roof of my mouth, but it was so scrumptious, you know. So we had pizza, you know, and then we were walking around. It was this time, by the way, it was like over 1 a.m. We were still there. I think we went home at like 3 or something. And so we walked around, and there's like this little shop that's set out outside where there's a lot of jewelry, like bracelets, rings, necklaces and all that. And so we looked into that, and I actually bought a bracelet. And, you know, they had really, really nice ones too, you know. I feel like a lot of jewelry that I'm looking into, I either have to go to like a store in like the mall or something, and they don't even have that many options, right? And so you'd have to go online and all that process. But this market, you know, they had like so many varieties of bracelets, colors, shapes, designs, all that stuff. And they were quite cheap too, you know. And so I wish I actually bought more. I kind of regret not buying more. You know, I wanted to buy a couple rings, but I was like, do I really want to spend this money? But I think I should have, because they had some really good quality stuff. And I did thankfully get a bracelet, and that was nice. And that was basically the end of the day, that day. And here we go again, right? The next day, I believe, we went to I think we just chilled the next day, but we also had a movie. Oh, I see what happened. So what happened was, the next day, we just hung out with the friends a bit. You know, we went to my brother's friend's house. We played some Mario Kart, which we did a lot, actually. You know, Mario Kart, I've never really played it in like the TV as like an Xbox, but you know, it's really a different experience. It's very, very fun. And so we played some Mario Kart. And then for dinner, we got to go to an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet. When I was in Toronto for the first time, I went to a sushi buffet twice. Once after visiting the Premium Mall in Toronto, and the second time was where my brother used to work, which is called Spring Sushi. Both places are really, really good. I would have to say that the place that I went to the very first time near Premium Mall was the best. They had great dessert options. They had this one fish nigiri that I really liked that, you know, none of the places that I went to after that had. But overall, I love sushi buffets. I really, really love it. And I feel like for someone like me that eats quite a bit, it's so much worth my money. And the place that I went to this time was the cheapest place, but I'd have to say was actually the second best place, I'd have to say. We had so much food there. You know, it was great quality, you know. I basically only eat nigiris. I love nigiris. And for those of you who don't know what a nigiri is, it's basically rice and the sashimi on top. That's basically what a nigiri is. And I love nigiris. I love the salmon, the tuna, the ebi, the unagi, which is the eel. And so this time, you know, I've been to the two places in my first trip. For the second trip, I said, you know what? I want to record how much I can actually eat. And so that's exactly what I did. So we went there at around 8 p.m. and we left around 9:20. So we were there for about a good hour and a half, right? And so I basically jotted down every single food that I was ordering. Funny thing is that we basically in this place, you have to write down how many pieces of sushi you want. And so we would write like hundreds, literally hundreds, like each order. And we basically gave them like the paper. So they give you a paper, you write it down and you give it to them, at the waiter or the waitress, and they give you the food. But basically, they toned down a lot of the numbers that you put in. So we would order like 40 salmon nigiris, maybe 20 would come out. So they would cut it in half. And so, which was a wrong idea because we just kept ordering more and more. Might as well given us, you know, the amount that we asked for the first time instead of cutting it down. Maybe they thought we couldn't finish it, but we definitely finished every single piece on the plate. And so I was the last one to stop eating because I love it. And I will read you the list of how much I ate. So I ate 18 salmon nigiris. And by the way, these are just one pieces, not a roll, one piece, right? So I ate 18 pieces of salmon nigiri. I had 10 pieces of tuna nigiri. I had 8 pieces of ebi, which is the shrimp nigiri. I had 1 miso soup. I had 3 salads. I had 6 unagi nigiris, which are eel. And then I finished off with 18 pieces of rolls. So these are like diverse rolls, like Philadelphia roll, salmon roll. Philadelphia is by far my favorite. It's like the cream cheese one. Oh my God, it's super good. So all mixture of rolls in total, I ate like 18. So for the grand total of how many pieces of sushi I actually ate was 60. So I had 60 pieces of sushi, and that's not even, I wasn't even that full, because on top of that I had some miso and some salad. I actually wanted to have some udon as well, because I love udon, and it's a great way to kind of finish off your meal with, you know, with a warm soup and some noodles. But unfortunately, we had a movie to catch, which is another great thing that we did, was that on the Sunday that we were there, it was cinema day. Right. And so the tickets were insanely cheap. It was like $4. Right. So we were like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care like that we have to watch a movie in my trip. This is something that we have to do. And so we basically booked the ticket the day before, which was really smart of us to do, because the next day, basically everything was just like taken. And so we booked a ticket for a 9:20-ish. The movie starts at 9:20, so maybe we finished dinner a bit earlier. But we booked the ticket for the new Mission Impossible movie, which is the part one version, so it did end up as a cliffhanger. But you know what? It was great. I didn't really watch all the series of Mission Impossible, but it's definitely a movie that I would want to watch because I could just feel the adrenaline rushing through me while I was watching the movie. You know, those like action stunts. It was so fun. And what I realized was that I don't remember Mission Impossible being this funny. There were many, many comedic elements in the movie that I absolutely loved and really made the movie more enjoyable than, you know, it could have. It was. It was great. I loved it. And you know how I am. Rom-coms is my thing. So anything that involves romance, which was a little bit there, but comedy, wow, chef's kiss. It was great. And so we watched the movie and then we basically went home. And here are more things that we did. Wow, this is a long list we're going through. So in the mall sense, we went to three malls. Eaton Mall, which is the one that I mentioned. We went to Yorkdale Shopping Center, which is also another mall. And then lastly, which was the day of me leaving, was Square One, which is, I believe, the second biggest mall in Canada. The first one, I believe, is in Edmonton, but the second one was in Toronto called Square One. It was truly massive. You basically need a bike or like a skateboard to get around places. Or you can't, you basically will lose yourself if you don't use that technology, like where you have to type in, oh, where's Zara? Or where, you know, that tablet, that huge tablet that they have. And so we went to Square One. I bought some shorts, a t-shirt, and, you know, nothing special. We kind of just, like, cruised around a bit, saw what was there. And then that's basically it, you know. You know how malls are. You know, you just walk around, you explore, you see what's there. Maybe you'll find one or two pieces of clothing that you like, some sales going on, nothing too special. And then we also went to the CNE, which is basically... for those of you who live in Vancouver, it's kind of like the PNE, where it's like a lot of foods. I think there's more foods here though. There's like a lot of food stands. It's like a fair, and there's a couple rides. So we went on a couple rides. It was great. And so we did that. The CNE was great. Also a spontaneous trip. We basically booked the tickets the day of, and we left that night. So we left around, we got there around 6 p.m., I think, and then we left at like 12 or so, which was great. You know, it was more than enough time. We spent like basically half the day there. And then we got on some rides, like I said. We ate some food. And, you know, I'd say that the highlight of that trip was going on the rides. We went on the boat, which I call Viking, you know, it's called the Viking for me. It's basically the boat that goes like up and down. And that was really fun. I went on this one ride that goes like 360 and spins. And, you know, personally, I would consider myself as a person that's pretty good with rides. I can't lie. I do get very nervous and, you know, I can feel my heart pumping out of my chest. I get a bit scared right before the ride, but I absolutely am addicted to the feeling of falling. And so that feeling of like dropping, it's like I love it. So that's most of the reasons why, like that's the only reason, I guess, is the, you know, why I love getting on rides. And that was great. Obviously, because it was like a small, like, you know, it was like a fair type of stuff, the rides weren't the best compared to the ones in Canada's Wonderland, which is a place designed for like amazing rides. But you know what? They were still great. After the rides, I actually bought some donuts, which were, they gave you like 18 mini donuts for $10, which I thought was a great deal. And so I had those, and then basically ended the day as so. We also went to a Korean festival, which we didn't spend a lot of time in, maybe about an hour. There wasn't that much to, I guess there was a lot to see, but we went there so early that most of the events weren't even starting. And so basically we just saw what was going on. We ordered some food, which was okay. And then we got a bit hungry, so we left the festival and we went to a pho place nearby. And this pho place, I'd have to say, was the best pho place I've ever been to because, number one, they give you a lot. And for me, for food, in particular, if it just tastes okay, I'd go for quantity over quantity, because I'd rather be full than to be happy with the taste of the food and still feel hungry, you know? And so it was great, you know, the price was pretty good. We went with some friends, and we basically ended the day like that. On that day, we also went to the radio club, which is CIUT, which is the University of Toronto Radio Club. I voiced some ads. It was very, very fun. My brother's involved in the club. You know, please check it out. CIUT, it's a very, very cool radio club in the University of Toronto. We also went there. And then me and my brothers and one other friend, actually, we didn't all go together, like all the friends, but we did go with one other friend. We went to Niagara Falls, and it was my second time there. It was great, actually. I love going to Niagara Falls. We went on the boat. We were basically drenched, like super drenched. This time I got more wet than I did last time. You know, my shoes were a bit wet. My pants, like half my pants were wet. Half my shirt was wet. My hair was wet. Everything was wet. But, you know, I feel like because it's the water from Niagara Falls, it just felt so magical. And so I didn't care if I got wet. You know, I was kind of just, you know, just taking all that water in. It was really a cool experience. And this time we actually took the time to explore a bit around there, because last time I went, I just kind of got on the boat with my brother. We had some lunch and we kind of left. But this time we kind of just walked up and saw what kind of places were there. And I'd have to say there are a lot of places to explore, you know, around there, not just the falls, but, you know, there's a lot of stores and like restaurants and all those places. But like I said, our trip was just so tight and scheduled that we were just constantly tired, right? And so walking up all those hills and all that was something that we weren't too happy about, because wow, we were really walking all day. Today I actually called my brother, and my brother's friends were like, wow, yo, we walk so much that I need this like next day or two to just relax, because all week my brother's friends and my brother and we were all just like exploring all together, you know. And so we were walking all day for the whole entire week. And so, like I said, we went to Niagara Falls, which was great. And then the last thing I would want to mention is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is, I'd say, this is a really big statement that I'm making, but I would have to say that Chick-fil-A is my favorite fast food place. You know, before I think it was Popeyes, but Chick-fil-A is my favorite. You know, we went there. I would have gotten Chick-fil-A every single day. We basically, I think we had Chick-fil-A back to back. Or I think we had it three times, actually. The Chick-fil-A sauce is so good. I prefer waffle fries any day than just normal fries or even onion rings. Waffle fries have that, like, that, you know, that texture and that crisp. It's just so good. And I even just talking about it makes me water, you know. Chick-fil-A is absolutely amazing. I don't think they have it here in BC, but for those of you who are going to Toronto, go and have some Chick-fil-A. It is absolutely delicious. I prefer chicken burgers any day than just beef patties. Sometimes I prefer beef patties, but most times I love chicken burgers. And the chicken burgers that I had in Toronto were all so good. The one in Knockout Chicken was good. The one I had in Chick-fil-A was great. It was super, super good. And that basically tops off, you know, the trip that I had in Toronto. It was great, you know. And everything aside from the fun, the food, you know, I really learned a lot, you know, in terms of relationships, people, and learning how to enjoy the time that you have right now instead of worrying about things that, you know, are going to come later on. Because that's something that I really struggle with sometimes, is that I really have this this worry sometimes where, you know, next week I'm doing this, so how can I enjoy my time right now? But, you know, one of the most important things that I truly believe in is learning how to have fun in the moment. Learning how to appreciate the things right now and being excited and making your time, you know, useful and spending it to the fullest in your present right now. That is one of the most important skills to learn when living, I think. So far, that's what I've learned. And that has benefited me a lot in terms of, just like mentally, even physically, just give it all you've got right now. And don't worry about the things that are going to happen next week or tomorrow, or just be there. Be at your fullest. Be you right now. Give it all you've got with what you have. And just have fun. You know, if you're doing something, do it. Don't really think about anything else. Obviously, it depends on your situation. But if you're in the zoo and you've got an exam next week, but, maybe you shouldn't have planned the zoo right before your exam. But you know what? Whatever. You did it. And you're there with your friends. They're all excited. Be excited. Come on. You can do it. Let's just have fun. You know, go home and then just start grinding for your exam. And I think it's a very important thing to learn. To be happy right now, because, you know, don't put it back. Don't be like, okay, if I finish this, I'll be happy. Or if I do this, then I'll enjoy this. No, no, no. Those times are going to pass. And so before they pass, make the fullest out of all of that. And then do whatever you have to do. Obviously, like I said, again, it depends on every situation. But you have to learn how to be happy and experience the things that you have to that moment. Because that moment's not coming back, right? And so that's one of the biggest things that I've learned with traveling. And traveling is great. You know, you learn a lot. A lot of the things that you learn might not be something that you might learn outside other than traveling, if that makes sense. It's like there's certain things that you'll learn while traveling that you probably can't learn doing anything else. And so I never look down on traveling. Traveling is great. You learn a lot. You experience a lot. You have fun. You may go through some conflicts, but they all help out in the future. So that basically wraps up my show today, you know, Toronto trip. And for those of you who are going there or going anywhere else or going to any trips, you know, I really hope that you guys learn and have fun, you know, just as much as I did, because, you know, everything I think will aid into growing yourself, you know, as a person, which will ultimately benefit the people around you, and, you know, leading to a happier, exciting life. So that wraps up my show. Before I end it, I also want to mention Victory Square Block Party is happening this Sunday, September 3rd, at Victory Square. Please come. There's going to be some amazing bands playing. This is your chance, you know. CITR is hosting this. It's an every year event. It's a very, very big event. Come down, meet some people, you know, have fun, jam to some music. It's going to be great, right? So come down September 3rd on a Sunday. Victory Square Block Party is happening. It's going to be great. CITR is hosting it. So please don't hesitate to come down and enjoy the music, the people. I think the weather is going to be pretty good too, so that's also great. So come on, you know, it's going to be a very exciting time. All right, for those of you who had stuck around to listen to my show, thank you. Thank you to all my listeners. All I'm trying to do is give my hour of time to do something that I'm passionate about, you know, give people you know, a great time, you know, in listening to me and possibly learning something, you know, and giving my audience the opportunity to do interviews and listen to other people, learn, you know, maybe just a small giggle, right? That's what I'm trying to do, and that's my goal. And if I was able to do that, there's nothing I would ask more, okay? So thank you all, always, to my audience members. And you know what? have fun, everyone. School year's going to start. Let's start, you know? So, you know, this was a special episode, right? So my show will be on... Oh, I think I might change my show, actually. For those of you who are listening, my show is going to be changing. I will be doing my show, I believe, on Tuesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. So please tune in. My name is Jeff, and Lean In With Jeff is signing out. I hope everyone has a great day, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.